Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to the Lucky Rants and welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm your host, Lucky, and today we're talking about something that happened to us pretty recently on Anime Casuals. I just wanted to kind of let everybody know about this. I don't know if some of you guys are just podcast listeners or if you guys come from our YouTube channel as well. Either way, we definitely appreciate you. But yeah, so this we've been keeping kind of low-key, but I did want to like address it. And I was thinking about addressing it in a video. I don't want to make it that big of a deal. It is a pretty big deal for us. But anyway, we got our first copyright strike. So basically what that means is it was on my 2-year eternity video. And, you know, they kind of studio. I don't want to call it out the studio or anything like that. But the studio ended up taking down the video. And in doing so, it ended up giving us a copyright strike. If you guys don't know what that means, it basically means if we get 3 of those within from here to January 1st or January, something like that, basically all of our YouTube aspirations are basically gone. And because they basically take down this YouTube channel, they would take down Mental Health Casual, all that kind of stuff. But I'll tell you what, and you know, this is not just me, a gloomy podcast or anything like that, right? I was, you know, in preparation for today, because we're on our weekend talk, we're gonna be talking about some anime and stuff, and I'll be talking about this one a little bit on the weekend talk, but I thought I would tie this in with a little, you know, pretty little bow, you know, kind of shoehorn this one in. Blue Period, I just started watching this. This is on Netflix. It is not, so you can't just binge watch it. It does come out week to week, and I had heard about it, but you know, I didn't really think about what it would mean to me and what it would, you know, that it would come at such a great time. And I'll tell you why. So we follow the main character Yaguchi, who is, by the way, don't laugh at the name, okay? I already did. Anyway, Yaguchi is, you know, this high school, it's very strange, right? He gets very good grades because he's a very hard worker, but he also is very like socially he kind of seems like a delinquent, right? And as you go through Yuguchi's this first episode, right, he also you start to realize that he is just putting on this front for his friends. So he puts in just as much work in making friends as he does in his schoolwork. So he puts a lot of time into it. In doing so, he does things like smoking. So he only smokes socially in order to get in better with his friends and all that kind of stuff. And you know, anyway, he ends up realizing through the, you know, he ends up seeing this picture, and the picture is this beautiful, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a cool little, I don't know what you call it, like a portrait or something like that. But anyway, it's this really beautiful painting that this girl made. And he starts to, you know, get lost in it a little bit. And, you know, he most of the time he usually falls asleep in art class. But one day he just kind of decides to, kind of take it seriously, you know. And he ends up drawing. He ends up asking somebody, you know, have you ever noticed how blue Shibuya is in the morning? Because his friends go out on all-nighters, you know. He ends up drawing it, and it's a really cool little picture that he drew for his art class. But you know, he ends up talking to this girl Ayukawa, who is very serious about art and has some type of history with him that I'm not completely sure. Like I said, it's only the first episode, but he's very pretty aggressive towards her, and she's too towards him. And, he ends up questioning her, you know, like, why would you want to go to some art university when you could just have a steady job, you know, do the safe thing, right? And you know, they end up saying like, oh, yeah, no, but like Tokyo University is a public school. And he ends up he ends up, you know, kind of putting that in his memory, right? And then he ends up going, you know, going pretty like aggressive with the art stuff because he's just super in, he's got the itch, right? Anybody that's ever done some type of like performance art or just any art in general or hobby, like, you know, you get that itch, right? That itch to just like, you have to do it. And so he kind of goes in to this kind of mode and shows it to the art teacher and she ends up saying, well, you know, wow, these are really good. Here are some things that you can do to you know, make it better. And, you know, he ends up saying to her, because his family is pretty poor, so they say straight up, like, we can't afford a private university. And he says, you know, what's the likelihood of me getting into an art university? And the reason why I bring all of this up, right, is because of the next thing that she says. She ends up saying, well, I mean, you know, I'm not sure, but, and, you know, he had mentioned, you know, I can only go into public university. So Tokyo University would be the only one for me. And she ends up saying, well, it's such a high, there's so many people trying to get into that only about 5 kids out of the year get accepted, right? Can you imagine that, right? Like 5 out of what, I would imagine millions of kids around that time, at least hundreds of thousands. I'm not completely sure what Japan's, but I don't know exactly what Japan's population is, but I would imagine just in Tokyo alone, there'd be at least like a million people. But going back to that, despite that, he knows that there's this fire in him. And I had like a really cool, like, bonding moment with the character at that point, because even though we did get that like copyright strike and everything, it didn't discourage me as much as I thought it did. Cause I always said, you know, I always have noticed that, you know, I love doing this kind of stuff. I love talking to you guys. You know, maybe it's just like I like talking to myself. I'm not completely sure. You know, I really like talking about anime. I think anime is probably one of the best art forms for anybody to experience. I think that it's just so relatable. And just talking about Blue Period right now, it was just so relatable for me as well, because despite the fact that this, I mean, let's just be real, right? The anime, YouTube, and podcast career is kind of difficult to go through, right? There's only one successful podcast that I know of, and that's Trash Taste, and that's only because it was the amalgamation of 3 very successful YouTube anime YouTubers, right? So there is already this backing that was already there, but for 3 people to just come out of nowhere and just start doing this was, you know, pretty, you know, it's a pretty big endeavor, but I'm really happy that we took it on. And just like Yaguchi, I still think, you know, I get these, you know, every time now and then when I'm watching an anime, I just think about it in my soul, like, how would I cover this? You know, how would I do this? How would I do that? And man, I have to say, I still, like, it still gets like a fire in my belly whenever I start thinking about like a video idea or something like that. But yeah, man, I just wanted to kind of go over that a little bit, you know, get you guys in the loop, because obviously the podcast and the YouTube community, I'm not expecting all of you guys to be from our YouTube channel as well. You know, I'm sure a lot of you just, you know, like to listen to podcasts, and that's awesome. I appreciate you guys listening to this. But yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know a little bit of the behind the scenes action. Funny enough, I was just about to make a video on how to become like an anime YouTuber and talk about how to get behind some of the how to get around some of the copyright stuff, but that didn't end up working out as we ended up getting a copyright strike. So maybe once I figure that out, I will, you know, maybe make an actual like video about it and everything. But anyway. So for today, I just wanted to kind of talk about just some general things. I did hear about Attack on Titan's trailer is out. I don't want to watch it, and I'll tell you why. Because anime trailers do not do a good job of giving us what we need without spoiling the crap out of it. It just, they just don't do it. I'm sorry. They just don't, you know, every single like trailer for something I've seen, it's spoiled a lot, man. It is spoiled so much. And, you know, I just don't think that, I think that if you want to get a fresh experience, by the way, I'm not like a full on, like Michael and Johnny, Johnny especially is one of the funniest people. They were visiting me in Texas, and we were watching this movie, and before the movie, you know, the previews come on, and they had a preview for the Eternals, you know, that new Marvel movie coming out. The minute he saw it, he's like, oh, gotta go. And he just walked out so that he could walk into the movie like completely, what would you say, completely fresh. And I was just cracking up because it's I just think it's really funny. But I also get where he's coming from, right? Because you want to see something, you know, you don't want to be completely spoiled. And with some of these anime trailers, obviously, like, I watched the anime trailer for Blue Period a long time ago. And, yeah, maybe it didn't completely spoil anything. But when we're talking about Attack on Titan, like an established show like that, then, yeah, you... I don't know, man. Like, it's... of course there's going to be things, because you actually know the characters, right? With Blue Period, I didn't know any of the characters. And yeah, like I said, I don't completely trust anime trailers. But anyway, why don't we go over to some questions from Anime Reddit. What anime's OP is so good that if it got an anime remake, it should be used for the remake? If Elfen Lied got a remake, which it should, it just has to have Lilium again as the OP. There's just no way any other new OP could top it. Well, yeah, and plus... Lilium is the they reference the song a lot, so there's no way they could do it any other way. The Cowboy Bebop, I know they're doing the live action reboot. It better be in there. I mean, you can't have Cowboy Bebop without Tank. It's not gonna work, guys. It, like, you know what I mean, listen, I've been giving Cowboy Bebop a lot of flack, mainly because, you know, all that drama with Faye Valentine and all that stuff. But listen, at the end of the day, I don't really care. I haven't watched Cowboy Bebop at all, so. But, you know, I think that you need to keep some things close to the original. You know what I mean? You know, I was thinking about maybe something from Naruto, but I don't know which one you could do. You know what I mean? Plus, I don't want to see a Naruto movie or a Naruto like reboot remake. What's something that's older that could use a remake, right? Like, man. Maybe, I'm thinking about maybe like Tokyo Ghoul, since it never got a second, at least from what I've told. I've never watched Tokyo Ghoul, but from what I know, from what I've heard, it hasn't gotten a second season, and it got re-Tokyo Ghoul or some other BS like that. So, yeah, I don't think you can have another Tokyo Ghoul without Unravel, right? Like, Unravel is one of the most popular openings ever. Like, it's on my YouTube playlist whenever I travel really far, and for good reason. But I've never seen an episode of Tokyo Ghoul. Dude, all I know is that guy with like the teeth and the mask and stuff with the white hair. I don't know who the hell that is, bro. Oh, somebody on the comment section say they are reusing a Tank for the live action version of Cowboy Bebop. Good. There's no way that you can have it without it. I think, interesting. I'm trying to think of some more. Man, I don't know. Which ones? Because the problem is, I watch a lot of anime that have multiple OPs, so I wouldn't really be able to, like narrow it down like too much. I mean, obviously, you know, there was a Netflix remake of like Saint Seiya, right? And listen, it was okay, but the problem was they redid the song too much to make it more like English. So it was supposed to be more like for an American audience, And I get it, man, but don't, you can't take away the flair, bro, you know? I remember hearing it, I was like, made it, because they made it a little too, like, punk, I guess, is what I would say. And it wasn't supposed to be like that. It was supposed to be very 80s. You know, it reminds me of like a 80s hair band in some ways. You know, if I heard like Whitesnake or somebody like sing that, like, oh my God, that would have been so sick. I'm not saying that they would have been able to do that, but like get Whitesnake for Saint Seiya, like get some, are they from Brit? They got to be from UK, right? I think that most of those 80s rock bands were from the UK. But anyway, that's kind of more of what I'm talking about. But yeah, you can't have Saint Seiya without Pegasus Fantasy. I think they did like in the second or third season, they got rid of the original Saint Seiya. They got rid of the Pegasus Fantasy. And I was like, bro, you could have used this for the entire freaking anime. Don't you try and lie to me. There's no way that you ended up, you know, I mean, you could just keep on reusing that song and just not, and use different, whatchamacallit, like the different visuals, man. You don't have to, you know, you can have different visuals with the same song. Nobody's gonna come for you like, why don't you have something else? I know that they have, you know, I never watched Kaguya-sama Love is War, like the live action, but they don't have anything from, all I know is his name is like Tokyo, I call him Japanese, Tony Stark. Crap, dude. Hold on. I just want to see if this happens, if this works. I'm gonna look up Japanese Tony Stark, and I'm gonna see if it actually works. Nope, never mind. Okay. Daddy do. What the heck was this guy's name? It was dang it. Just show me what the guy's name is. I don't remember what his name is. Anyway, but yeah, it without Airi Suzuki, like I without that. Oh no, it's featuring Airi Suzuki. That's a girl that was in it. Whatever. Anyway, like you can't have like Daddy or you know either Daddy Do or the Love Is War, the original theme. You'd have to have that in the movies. If it's not there, like I'm just done. I'm just done with it, bro. I'm done. Before we get out, let's check out this weirdest anime you've ever watched. Neon Genesis Evangelion, for me, a lot of stuff in it was just so weird and nonsensical to me, and creeped me the hell out. Yeah, I think, man, there's so many weird anime, right? There's just, God, you know, and the worst part is that I, you know, you start to get so used to how weird animes are that you don't see them as weird anymore. You know what I mean? Like you just don't see them as weird. You start to be like, oh yeah, that's not weird. What are you talking about, right? Like I'm trying to look up you know, I saw this IGN thing, it said like top something weird anime. Oh, actually Bo. Yeah, that was a weird ass anime. That was a really weird ass anime. The Fist of the Nose Hair. I watched maybe they had it on Toonami, and I just remember watching that thing and being like, what the heck, man? What is this anime? Like, it didn't make any sense to me what I was watching. And, you know, I have to say that it definitely sparked my interest, but, yeah, it was definitely one of those animes where you're like, I don't think, you know, I'm starting to lose faith in anime a little bit. Cromartie High School, that's a good one. Yeah, Cromartie High School. That was really strange, man. I highly recommend somebody, you know, anybody out there that's never watched Cromartie High School, I think they're really short episodes. They get a little stale. There's some episodes where I'm like, ah, there's a guy with an afro that's just not super funny. No offense to the voice actor or anything, it's just the jokes that they try and set him up with, it just doesn't work out. But yeah, just everything about it. There's a guy named Freddie who looks like Freddie Mercury, but technically isn't Freddie Mercury. I don't know exactly. There's a robot. There's a freaking gorilla for no reason. You know, in the very first episode, there's this guy who like to show off how like tough he is. He ends up like biting a pencil or something like that in half, and the dude looks at him. And he gives him a bunch of pencils to see if he'll do it. And the guy just looks at those pencils and he's like, duh! And he's like, oh, crap, he did it. Yeah, Cromartie High School is it's definitely up there with one of the craziest animes I've ever seen. I should probably watch more of it and maybe do a video about it. That's a really good anime. But yeah, like I said, there are some episodes where you're like, come on, dude. So I guess, like, just to end this off with a little bit of a high note, if there is something that you guys want to do, like starting a podcast like this, pretty easy if you use things like Anchor or something like we do, or if you want to start a YouTube channel, a little bit tougher, but, definitely go try and do it, man. Even if it starts off as a hobby, doesn't mean it can't eventually lead into something, so. Definitely try and follow your dreams. Definitely watch Blue Period on Netflix. And guys, remember to check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the description box down below. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, real, R-E-A-L, at gmail.com. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep it casual.